This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Nick Giannino of the Gloucester Times, their sports editor. And Nick, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us from Dallas.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
All right, Nick, we're just hours away when we record this late Friday afternoon, getting ready for Game 4. Celts lead the NBA Championship Series. As everyone knows, 3-0, but I still had to say it. I don't know why, but... But Nick, what happened today? What's going on in Dallas today leading up to tonight's game?
A little bit of a calm before the storm type deal, I guess, Bill. Not a whole lot going on at the arena. I was there earlier this morning, back at the hotel right now, getting ready to shoot right on over. But, you know, a couple players spoke with the media, coach spoke with the media briefly. It's business as usual, you know, in terms of the Celtics. They're ready to finish the job, and I think they got a great shot to do that tonight in Dallas.
Yeah, you mentioned, you wrote that they've got a real business-like attitude, these Celtics. Dallas doesn't seem down, I think you wrote, but that this yep. Celtic team is very business-like and really apparently focused on getting it done.
Yeah, and I don't know if Dallas just put on that face for the media. You know, they definitely were very disappointed with the outcome of Game 3, and obviously there was a lot to be made about Luka Doncic, you know, getting into it with the refs and ultimately fouling out and kind of his attitude, his complaining. That didn't go over very well in the Dallas locker room, and I know he did issue an apology, and he actually went on ESPN and did an interview the next day, which I believe that was probably set up by the Dallas PR to kind of help smooth things over with him. But so Dallas was in a tough spot losing that game. They felt it was one that they could take, and obviously they had their chances. But I thought you got to give the Celtics a lot of credit for making the plays down the stretch. You know, all this we've made about them struggling in crunch time in recent years, we just haven't seen that this season. They've been one of the best crunch time teams in the NBA, if not the best, historically great, really. So they've sort of figured that out. And like you said, I kind of wrote about their mindset and how it's all business. Tatum and Brown are at the points in their careers now where they know how to handle this. They've been there. They're experienced. And with the 3-0 lead there, they don't want to waste any time. They want to get the job done. They want to finish this thing off.
It's been impressive, not perfect. I mean, you look at Game 3, Nick, they trailed so big in that first quarter, come back at the end of the first quarter. What, they're down 1 point, I think, at the end of the first quarter, if I'm not mistaken. Then in the second half, have the huge lead, and then give up that incredible run by Dallas to give them the lead back late in the game, and they somehow come back to win it. But not a sure thing, that Game 3, for sure.
Yeah, it's funny, Bill. I was, you know, by the end of the third quarter, early into the fourth, I had had most of my article written. You know, Celtics blowout win. They put the hammer down. They took care of business type deal. And then you get this miraculous comeback from the Mavericks, 21 points down in the fourth, cut it all the way to 1 point. Kyrie Irving really stepped up, and then, of course, like we talked about, Luka fouls out, Jaylen Brown hits a shot, Derek White hits a shot, they make some big plays down the stretch and seal the deal. So it was an impressive win, and we've seen the Celtics come out on top in so many different ways this postseason. You know, you had your blowout wins, you have the Indiana series, obviously all of those games were very close, and then the Dallas series, you get the Game 1 win where they looked pretty dominant, won in pretty convincing fashion. But then these last two games, they've had to really work for it, you know, single-digit victories. So it's nice to see them kind of be able to find a way to win in different ways. And I think Joe Mazzulla has been great. They're really buying into what he has to say. There was a funny thing some of the players talked about, I think Derek White mainly. When Dallas was making their comeback, Joe Mazzulla kind of said, "Hey, this is great. We love this. Now we can come back and you know, punch him right back in the mouth and get a win this way." So he's a little nuts, that Mazzulla, but the guys buy into it. And look, they came out on top. They got a 3-0 series lead, and they're going for the sweep.
Nick, does Kristaps Porzingis play today? I don't know if you had a chance to look at his leg at the shoot around or anything. What's your assessment, medical assessment?
He's moving pretty well. He was getting some shots up yesterday and this morning. If it was up to him, I think he would definitely play. But we haven't heard anything yet as of, what is it, 4 p.m. right now. Still no word, but he's listed as questionable, and we'll see. Like I said, I think he definitely wants to play, but hasn't been cleared yet by the medical staff. So they've shown that they can win without him. Obviously, having him is a huge boost, and I think if he does play, that's going to pose some problems for Dallas.
Yeah, the other phrase I liked that you used this week was that Celtic DNA. In other words, the ability to come back, win games, win clutch games, that kind of thing. And that's kind of does bring back memories for us old enough to remember some of those Celtic championship teams. There are some gritty games here, games three and two and three rather, for sure.
Yeah, that championship DNA. We just haven't seen that in the past. What's it been, 16 years since they last won a championship with that big three in 2008. We certainly saw the championship DNA with those guys. But the past couple of years, you know, you lose in game seven to Miami last year. You lose to the Warriors after winning the first game of that finals in 2022 and having a 2-1 lead. So their ability to kind of close games out and keep their foot on the gas and remain focused has really been special. And Bill, we're looking at one of the best postseason runs in NBA history. I mean, if they complete this sweep, they're going to be 16-2, I believe it is, in the playoffs. You know, they haven't lost since May 9th, which is kind of miraculous when you think about it, you know, over a month ago now. So it's been a dominant run, and what can we say? I mean, you can't critique them anymore at this point, right? What is there to critique? Oh, they had an easy path. Okay, well, they took care of business in four or five games in every season, and anybody who says Dallas is an easy opponent is lying to themselves. I mean, they beat some terrific teams in the Western Conference, and you got Luka and Kyrie. So, this is just a really, really good basketball team, with a lot of depth, a lot of balance, and different guys stepping up every night.
You know, Nick, I'm wrapping it up here with you for Celtics questions, but I got to tell you, I mean, I like the selfie photo that we're using here on this post that you sent us from Dallas. I think it's great, but you have an entire photographer out there working with you here from the company. You know what I'm saying?
It's funny, Bill. So Paul was trying to get some – Paul Bilodeau, our photographer here, he was trying to get some shots of me on the court, and we're going through them, and he's like, you know, I don't really love this angle. Maybe we go out and take some more. We'll see if we can get some better ones. And I said, well, you know, Paul, I took this selfie earlier today, showed it to him on my phone. He goes, oh, that's perfect. Use that. So we went with that. I guess I'm pretty good at taking selfies. I've had some experience with that with, you know, my fiance on road trips and whatnot. I got the log arms. I can kind of get a good view of not only myself but the background, so it worked out pretty well.
I told Nick, send us get us a selfie from there. Come on, do it. And here it is. It's on the. It was splashed on the pages of the Salem News today. So there you go. It's fantastic. Yeah. So here's my last question, though, to you, Nick. I know you're in Dallas, and then all of a sudden, I'm not a big golf fan, but I like the big tournaments. So you got the U.S. Open going on now. Where would you rather be, here with the Celtics in Dallas or at the U.S. Open, or do you leave Dallas tomorrow and head to the U.S. Open? What's up with you?
I wish. No, I won't be heading to Pinehurst this weekend. You know, yeah, it's a toss-up. I love basketball. I love golf. You know, obviously I had the experience of going to the opportunity of going to the Masters earlier this year. I covered the U.S. Open when it was at the Country Club in Brookline a couple of years ago, so that's a great event, too. I'm sitting here at the hotel getting ready to leave for the arena. I got the U.S. Open on in the background. Great take. You know, either one would be excellent, but I'm happy to be here in Dallas right now.
All right. Well, great. Well, Nick, we'll follow you. If people do want to follow you, the best way is maybe on your Twitter account and obviously in the papers as well and online at the paper sites, right?
Correct. Yeah, we'll have something in the Eagle Tribune weekend edition tomorrow. Obviously, our other papers, Gloucester Times, Salem News, Newburyport, Daily News, they don't have the Saturday papers anymore. So, but I'll have plenty of content on all our websites. We'll have stuff on Monday. And, you know, let's see if they get it done. There's going to be even more content. So if not, we're going back to TD Garden on Monday for game five.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you think there'll be a game five?
I don't. I think Dallas is cooked. They just look, you know, that game three loss was really deflating. I think if they won that, it would look like a whole different series. You know, what would we be talking about right now? It'd be 2-1, and they'd be looking to tie things up. But 3-0 is tough to come back from. I don't think Dallas wants to go back to Boston. We're going to learn a lot, I think, with how things start in that first quarter tonight. But if my money was on it, I would pick the Celtics to close things out tonight.
I would have gone for sure for a game five, except for the way the Celtics ended up winning game three, you know, the other night. That you've talked about it. It's devastating. I think you're right. Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
There he is, Nick Giannino from Dallas. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.